Yes, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of progress note for comprehensive counseling in cooperation. Date of evaluation for this patient is March 18th, 2024. Please print before that all this patient was seen by Tar Health. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Nelon, N-E-Y-L-O-N, Junior, Denise, D-E-N-N-I-S. His date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Subjective and object data. Denise is a 68-year-old married Caucasian male who has been in treatment for major depressive disorder, chronic bipolar type, history of hypertension and rheumatoid arthritis. Indicate that he has been feeling better. He denies any sadness, depression, mood swings, sleeping, eating good, denies any anxiety or panic feeling. Medication is not causing any problem, although he has some stress due to the sickness of his brother, but he has been dealing this problem for some time. He has getting along well and has been active in taking care of activity of daily living. He denies any side effect of the medication. Currently on Depakote, ER 500 milligrams twice a day, bupropion 300 XL, 300 milligram daily, trazodone 50 milligram at bedtime, flux, duloxetine 30 milligram daily. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, plan, or any ideation, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any personal feeling. He was attentive with good attention span, concentration, cognitive memory function was fair, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of fatigue, restlessness. Patient was given support, education about the medication, and appreciate his coping skill to deal with the situation and has been making positive outlook in his life. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension, currently stable on medication. I will recommend to continue all the medications for 30 days and prescription was sent with follow appointment in 1 month and application. Next solution is on Duncan Teresa. Date of birth is 11/23/1968. Telephone number is 313-922-0762. Date of graduation is March 18, 2024. Patient was seen by a doctor. She has given consent for telehealth appointment. Subjective analysis. Teresa is a 55-year-old single African-American female who has been in treatment for schizophrenia. Patient has long history of schizophrenia, but for the last, since 2016, her doses has been adjusted and she is doing fair on the current dose of fluphenazine 1 milligram at bedtime and benadryl 25 milligram at bedtime. She denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She has been compliant with the treatment and she has been working from a full-time job. Yet she describes she is living, her sister and daughter has been living with her. She is alert, oriented, mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling, denies any stiffness, tremors, or any akathisia. Patient, she described medication is working fine and she has been doing good. Considering risk and benefit, I am not making any changes. Patient was provided support, insight into his ongoing difficulties and also his adherence with the medications and compliance, which make her more stable. She discussed, she feel normal. Assessment, schizophrenia, chronic history by history. Continue on fluphenazine 1 milligram, and Benadryl 25 milligram. 90-day supply was ordered. Call appointment was given in 30 days and application. Next resolution on Leslie Ventlieb. Leslie Leslie Ventlieb, VNCLEAVE. His date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Subject to Leslie is a 65-year-old married Caucasian male who has been treating for schizoaffective disorder. Yet, Mr. Leslie described that he has been doing very well. He is taking his medications and feel very good. He denies any hallucination, mood swings, or any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any conflict with his wife. He described he is very regular in medication and he feels more normal. Yet he also described that the medication has been working, and he is going to have his birthday on 3/20/1958. I congratulate him and wish him for a happy birthday, and also appreciate his adherence with the medication and improvement in overall functioning. He described his relationship with his wife is good. When I asked him whether I should talk to his wife, he described why wife is sleeping at this time. Therefore, I did not want to awake her. But since medication has been working, I explained that he should continue with the same medication. He described he has sufficient supply of the medication, that is on Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, 100 mg twice a day, and Depakote 500 mg at bedtime. The risk benefit side effect I explained. He has no involuntary movement or any symptoms of a seizure, restlessness, or any tremors. He was asking some information about Provazine and claimed whether he can take it. I explained that he can take it, is not, maybe try. If there's any problem, I will always look into it. So he was contemplating that he will discuss with his wife, although he does not feel that he need it. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, currently compliance, improvement in relationship with the wife, compliance with medication. I had not sent any prescription, but patient was provided support, education about the medications, and also encouragement for adherence and work on his psychosocial issues and the problem. Prognosis guided and adaptation. Next solution is David Garner, D-A-V-I-D, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, David Garner. His date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. He's 45-year-old male, subject to analgesia. Patient was seen by doxy. Patient has given a telehealth appointment. Patient was seen by telehealth. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Sorry. David, subject to analgesia. David is a 45-year-old married Caucasian male, has been in treatment for bipolar disorder, schizoaffective types. Yet he described that he is doing great and has no problem with the medication. He has been compliant with the medications and treatment. He claimed that he is busy in real estate business. Also described that he has his annual physical and blood workup, and his physician has told that his TDA level is in therapeutic range. Patient is on Seroquel 200 mg daily, carbamazepine XR 200 mg twice a day, fluphenazine 5 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 25 mg in the morning, and benzatropine 1 mg at bedtime. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of seizure, restlessness or tremors. Patient was provided support, encouragement, and also appreciation that he has been adherent with the medication and has been making positive improvement and going towards the goal to become a real estate agent. Yet he was calm, quiet, appropriate, understand. Yet patient has also been seen as therapist. The assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, improvement in functioning, psychosocial environment, taking care of his children and living with his wife, continuing with the supportive plan. I have sent prescription for all the medication for 30 days with a follow-up appointment in 4 weeks and a dictation. Next information, in Charles, Charles, Mamie, Mamie, his date of birth is 11/29/1943. Telephone number is 313-410-0638. Subjective energy data. Mamie is a 80-year-old single Afro-American female who has been in treatment for chronic depression and has been maintained on lower doses of mirtazapine, mirtazapine, 7.5 milligram daily. She described that this is the dose has been helping her. She does not want to take higher doses. I further educate that this medication not only helps her sleep, improve her appetite, increase her weight, and also control her anxiety. She described she was recently seen by her primary care physician, who reported to her that she is losing weight. Yet I further discussed that she has to look into her diet. She may not getting proper adequate calories of the food. Maybe she should consider taking some protein drink off and on. Yet do we see agreed? She also having several concern about her ongoing medical issues, especially her bladder situation, and sometimes she will get wake up in the middle of the night. Patient has been having problem of incontinence of urine, and it has been worked on for her problem, but it has not been resolved. She claimed that this is the only issue has been bothered her. Yet, otherwise she is feeling all right. Patient was provided support, insight, and also education about everything. It was also reported that she should discuss with her sister, and maybe that might help her. However, if she likes, she can go with the mirtazapine 15 milligram at bedtime, but she hesitant to take it. I further discussed that is up to her. If she wants, she is taking mirtazapine 7.5 milligrams. She can try off and on two tablets and see whether it can help her and to improve her weight and also appetite. She described she is eating all right and she does not feel tired or fatigued. However, patient was provided support and answer all her questions to her satisfaction. She liked that her medication should be given for 90 days. That I explained her that I am going to do that. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. Speech was clear. Thought process coherent. No irritability and agitation. No side effect. Assessment: chronic depression with no agitation, aggression, incontinence of urine, period of anxiety. Plan: I will send the prescription for mirtazapine 7.5 milligram 90 tablet. Patient was encouraged to improve her food intake and may go for a walk with her sister, to which she agreed. The follow-up appointment was given in 30 days for re-evaluation of her medications and her concern prognosis guarded. Next and last evaluation is on Leonard Snipe, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, Snipe, S-N-I-P-E. His date of birth is 10-4-1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Date of evaluation is March 18, 2024. Subjective and objective data. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subject to agenda. Leonard is a 61-year-old, single African-American male, married African-American male, seen for medication review. He was sounds good. He described that he does not have any video, so does he want to work on audio? He described he has not been hearing voices. He is not feeling paranoid, sleeping good, denies any vegetative symptoms or depression, denies any suicidal thoughts. He described he is taking his medication regularly. That is on syrup called 300 mg at bedtime, trazodone 150 mg at bedtime, lamotrigine 25 mg BID, fluphenazine 0.5 mg BID, and melatonin 10 mg at bedtime. He also described that he is taking his medications for his blood pressure, which has been normal, but sometimes it goes up, and he is following his medical doctor. Patient was, Leonard was alert, oriented, coherent, logical. There was no societal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion, denied any artificial hallucination, perceived feeling was calm, quiet, pleasant, appropriate. Assessment. Schizoaffective disorder, symptomatic stable, history of diabetes, hypertension, plan, continue with the separate plan. I have sent a prescription for syrup called 300 mg at bedtime, trazodone 150 mg, 75 mg at bedtime, lamotrigine 25 mg twice a day, fluphenazine 2.5 mg twice a day, melatonin 10 mg at bedtime. A 30-day supply was ordered. Response for side effect assessment. Patient has consented for the treatment, and I will follow up annual was given in 30 days. This is the medication and the doctor's review.